Imagine Momcast Daily.
I was at the top of a mountain. I was standing there with my skis on. I had just come up on 3 different ski lifts it took me to get all the way to the top. And I'm looking around and I'm trying to find this green slope because I'm a fairly new skier. And I heard that there was a really long ski run, like 3.5 miles. And I wanted to go to the top and do it because I had just been the month before at another ski place that had a really long run. And it was so fun. So I'm at the top of this mountain and I'm looking around and I'm thinking, I don't see a green ski run anywhere. And so I started asking people, like, where's the green? And they're like, that's it. And I'm looking down and I'm looking down and it's not like this. It's like this. And I'm thinking, that's the green? And I'm literally at the top of this mountain, like, there ain't nowhere to go. This is it. And the only way to get down is to go down. So I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm just like, I guess I'm gonna have to do this. So I don't know if you've ever skied or if you've been a new skier, but you do this thing with your skis called the pizza. And you make your skis into this like V shape. And that's what you do when you're like a really pretty beginner skier to slow yourself down. So I'm like major league pizza-ing these skis. Like I'm barely even moving because I'm afraid I'm going to die. Because first of all, not only was it sloped down, but on the left side, it was like a straight wall of granite. And on the right side, which it wasn't even that wide, were trees and a total drop-off. And there's all these people too at the beginning of the run. So I'm trying to avoid people, trying to get down this slope. And I'm not even like 15 feet down and I get hit by a little kid. I mean, honestly, I felt worse for the little kid and it was okay. And my skis like went out from under me. I had to go get one and we got it straightened out. But that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was just getting down. So you would go down for a while and then it would turn for a little bit and then it would go down for a while and turn for a little bit. And even in the turns, it was so narrow with a cliff on one side and a drop off on the other. And I just very, very slowly inched my way down that mountain. But I tell you what, when I got to the bottom, I was so happy to see terra firma again in a way that didn't mean that I was sliding everywhere and I wasn't going to plummet to my death. And I was also really proud of myself for doing something so hard. And so I just wanted to encourage you that if there's something that you're thinking about doing or that God's called you to do, or could be anything from you think you want to start your own business or work from home or change your job situation or do something different with your kids or do something different so that you can see them more, spend more time with them or have a different situation for them or whatever it is. Or maybe you're just trying to, you know, maybe you're thinking about homeschooling or anything like that. I just want to encourage you to do it even though you're afraid. So even though you're afraid, do it anyway. I hope this helps someone. This is Elaine from ImagineMom.com. And make sure you hear more about these stories by getting my book, which is coming out this month. It's called Mom of Six Dies Laughing. And you can go to my website, ImagineMom.com with an /book to sign up for the waitlist. Have a great day, y'all. And don't forget to join Imagine Mom on Facebook groups. Remember, it starts with an E. E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-M.